Well, then, next, I guess, was Friends and Legends. Mm-hmm. And I guess the big thing here was Let's Get the Show on the Road, which I think I first heard back at St. Joseph High School in, like, 1975. You just sat on the edge of the stage on Christmas time. That, to me, is kind of like the Stairway to Heaven, the Freebird, the anthem and all. But you've been playing it forever. Does it ever get... You're sick of it?
I've never gotten sick of that one. There are others that you get... tired of playing over the years, but at the same time, that's a good problem to have. If people still want to hear them, then that's part of the game. The show on the road went through so many changes arrangement-wise over the years. Every time that we changed personnel in the band, we would change the arrangement of it. And in looking back over some of the live stuff, live videos and stuff, I noticed that it just had a million different arrangements to it. And that was basically, you want to keep the basic thought of the tune and feel of the tune together, but that was to keep the band interested, because you got to do that too. You can't change it enough so that the crowd becomes disinterested, but you have to do enough things so that when it's the 10,000th time you've played it, it's still interesting to you. But that one I've always liked doing.
I think I've heard 20 versions of it, but I really like Among My Friends Again too. That's a